K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Now, Benny, we've had a week off the podcast, so you'd argue that this week is going to be bigger and better because it's been 2 weeks since a potty.
Well, why would we take a break when we've had such good momentum? And I mean, all the people listening out in Jamaica and...
Oh, Jamaica, they're listening.
In South Africa, they would have been like... Because they wouldn't have got the updates. They wouldn't know about the AFL Grand Final.
No, because we had a week off.
Well, we didn't have a week off. We got rested for the week. Let's call a spade here.
We got put on the emergency list and we didn't get the call up.
Yeah, we're literally like, you know, the last resort.
Yeah.
Where if nothing else is better, we'll put the boys on.
Yep, 100%.
So look, we're back. There's nothing I can do about it.
And podcast 70, normally we do a bingo call.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Number 70.
There is no call for number 70. It goes 69 to 71.
Why wouldn't you go number 70, funds are plenty?
Because that doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, plenty, 70.
Nah, you're clutching. You are clutching.
70.
Very clutch-worthy.
Cringe-worthy.
Big podcast, as we always say at the start of every podcast. It's always a big podcast.
Oh, it's always the biggest one.
Absolutely it is.
Bigger than the last.
It's going to go for 20 minutes, so stick tight. Stick with us. You'll make it through. I'm going to talk about Domino's. They've got a new pizza, which I think... I've only just sort of wrapped my head around how it works.
Yes.
But it's a fun one. If you like chili or if you like pranks.
Epic, mate. And also on the podcast, I want to be very selective about something. We've got, if you're a cricket fan, you might be aware of some restrictions easing in Victoria. Mm-hmm. So in Australia and Victoria, some restrictions are being eased. And there's an event coming up for the cricket. And I think we need to be very selective about who gets to go.
All right, we'll talk about that plus a heap more. Enjoy. Benny, you know that Lou and I, we've been on the house hunt for what feels like an eternity.
It's like, what's Andy up to? He's
looking for a house. Still looking at houses.
Good on him.
But I think we're very close. Like,
really?
I think it's very rare that Lou sees a house and likes it, but she's approached me saying, hey, I love this house.
Yeah, let's be very clear. It's not the funds that are the issue. It's
no.
It's where and what you're buying.
Yeah. And
because to be fair, you'd be happy with a caravan on an empty parking lot.
100%.
Just something your own.
That we both have to be happy. Yeah. And that's the thing. And I'm fine with that. But when it's taken nearly a year and a half, I'm sort of getting towards the end being like...
The bar for happiness needs to lower.
Yeah. We just got to reduce our expectations. And then I thought, you know what? You see a couple of these pop up every now and again on the internet. And it's really sparked my attention this time. I'm like, you know what? Bugger it. Do we go overseas? Do we look for homes overseas?
Yes.
People are working from home. It's so easy to work from home now.
Easy. And you don't have a job, so it's all good.
Correct. But if you had an office job here in Australia, your home could be in Papua New Guinea. As long as you've got an internet connection, it doesn't matter. That's what COVID has shown. You can work from home.
So what you plan to do is any job that you're... let's say you went to Papua New Guinea.
Yeah.
Are you still expecting to do the show?
Well, I could still do the show from Papua.
No.
The big papa could be doing the show from papa.
No. I don't think I'd let that happen.
I'm just saying.
Andy, can you hear
it's
me?
It's possible.
Yeah, I've just got you.
Well, I won't be going to Papua New Guinea. Could be going to Italy, though.
Really?
The land of pizza.
Yes.
Pasta.
Yes.
And gelato. The big papa.
What's papa?
And Papa Sunday.
Oh, right. Yeah, nice.
they, a small town over in Sicily... have announced that they're going to be auctioning off abandoned homes. Now, we've seen this a couple of times with really weird towns in Italy.
There's a few of these, like specifically in Italy. Like we know they were really hit by COVID.
Yep.
But some towns have really shut down here.
Apparently this town, Salmi, just near Sicily, hasn't really been affected too much by COVID-19 because regional.
They just had an abundance of abandoned homes, did they?
Well, no. So the abandoned homes came after there was an earthquake back in 1968 and they lost over 4,000 residents because they were just hey, we're in sort of a, you know, an area where we might be getting some earthquakes. We're just going to step away. And these dwellings have been abandoned and now the mayor's like, you know what? We want our town to thrive again. We want people to come in.
The mayor?
The mayor of the town.
So how many people are living there?
Not quite sure how many people are living there. But they're selling the homes for a dollar.
Have we? Whoa.
Yeah.
Have we looked into the fact that he's actually the mayor?
Well, it says he's the mayor. You take him on face value.
But would he just go up to someone and go, yeah, I'm the mayor. Like, who's going to stop me? Oh, 4,000 residents still there.
Yeah. So, look, it's not too bad. He said, the mayor has said interested buyers will not be required to visit the town before purchasing a property, which is great, because normally you do an open for inspection.
Why wouldn't
you walk through.
You throw a couple of bucks. Buy a couple of townhouses.
Why wouldn't you?
And then on sell them. It doesn't say you have to live there, does it?
You're making money. You got to do them up. Which is fine. I'm in it for a DIY project.
In Italy.
So.
And you're a 1 in 4,000 chance to be the mayor.
Oh,
which really, really.
Imagine that. Working from home. Me. Working in Italy. Doing the show remotely. I'm eating pizza. I'm having pasta. And I'm the mayor of a small town just near Sicily. How good would life be?
Oh, yeah. You out of the country.
Oh.
Phenomenal. The easing of restrictions.
I think everyone's interested in that.
We've all been wrapped around the TV, glued to the sets. What can we do? What can't we do?
Come on, Dan Andrews. Can't wait for your press conference. Are you wearing a North Face jacket? It's good news, mate.
Is it the weekend?
Good news.
That's what you know. Now, there's certain things and places, I guess. So, you know, going to a pub, they've capped it at, you know, 2-hour stays.
Yeah.
Some pubs are 20 people, so you've got to book ahead.
Depending on the size of the venue.
You know, bookings are essential.
Yep.
Being in groups, you get no more than 10.
Yep.
And obviously everyone, you can't discriminate or say to anyone you can't come along as long as you're booked in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, one easing of restrictions, I don't necessarily want to discriminate, but I want to be very selective about who we allow.
Yeah.
A new agreement between... the Victorian government and the Melbourne Cricket Club allowed 25,000 people to attend the Boxing Day.
I'm in!
So 25,000 people will be allowed to go to the Boxing Day test.
Yeah.
Now, we have upwards of 90,000 people attend at least day one.
Yeah.
There are massive crowds that go.
Well, there were originally talks that it wasn't going to be held at the G, I thought.
Yeah, at all, because of everything that's happened. Now, they're not ruling out more than 25,000, but everything would have to go exceedingly well, according to the Victorian government.
Oh, geez, I love this.
Where I want to be selective
is
if you have 25,000 people at a cricket match for the biggest test match of the Australian cricket calendar.
Yep.
I want to screen people to say, how good can you sledge the opposition?
Oh, see, now I thought it was going to like MCC members.
No.
And because then I was like, I don't even like cricket, but I'm just going to go to annoy everyone.
So I think that when you purchase a ticket in 25 words or less, you have to give us your best sledge. And if it's no good, and maybe, you know, you can accompany it with a video, an audio message.
Yes.
So we can test how loud you are. Because if you're not loud, you know, maybe you can't get into the opposition's heads. We need that support.
I reckon we
need to say, look, give us your best sledges.
100%.
What signs will you be holding up?
Yep.
Do you enjoy mid-strength beer?
Yes.
That's all that's getting served.
Yes.
And really, you know, we're playing India, so let's give it to them and get our best supporters there. So not only will the selectors have to choose their best cricket side, but they've got to choose their best supporters to come along and say, yes, let's give it to them.
That is unbelievable. And if the Australian government, if the Victorian government don't do that, I'd argue they're un-Australian and they don't like cricket.
Give us your best cricket sledge.
You're swinging like a toilet door on hot curry night.
There you go. You might do that. Swinging like a rusty gate.
Yes!
Playing it like a piano.
We're going to the cricket.
On his toes and off he goes.
Yeah. I don't know what that
Maybe
means.
We're not.
No, I just Maybe don't know what it means. Going. Maybe that's cricket talk.
Like as in bowl it on his toes and he's going to get out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It is Halloween today.
It is.
Australia doesn't really celebrate it.
Sometimes, yeah. In pockets we do.
Yeah. A small number of people do it. But Domino's are celebrating Halloween.
Let me guess. Halloween, spooky, scary, Domino's pizza. They're releasing a range of healthy pizzas.
Oh, it's daunting, isn't it? That is so bad. That is some of your worst material.
Healthy pizza!
You've ever rolled in your life.
That is good gear. That is good gear.
They have released a Halloween roulette pizza.
A roulette pizza.
So
is it healthy or is it not?
How it works is, it is your standard pizza, whatever you're ordering, your 8 slices, one of which is doused in a chili
pineapple.
Chili hot sauce.
Sorry, what did you say? Chili.
Chili hot sauce.
Oh, that's good.
A super hot chili sauce, one of the most extreme
I get it. So it's not as if you're flicking to either get it or not. Every pizza will have the chili slice. But it's whoever gets the slice.
No, you can select if you want it or not.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is, if you get that pizza.
Yep.
I thought what you meant was, you walk into the store, you say, yes, I'll get a large barbecue chicken. And then they say, all right, spin this wheel and we'll see whether you get a good pizza or a pizza.
So you say, hey, look, I want the
roulette wheel.
I want the roulette pizza.
So then they cut it and one of the slices is super hot.
You go home, one is super hot. Now, you think, if you're ordering that, you like hot food.
So it's obviously sharing with a group of friends and one of them's going to get the hot pizza. Obviously, it doesn't apply to me.
Yep.
Because I know it's not really roulette, is it? Because I'm eating the pizza to myself.
You're getting it regardless.
It doesn't even matter of time before I have the chili pizza.
Domino CEO Nick Knight has said, it'll give your taste buds a feeling it will never forget. And it wouldn't be just your taste buds. It would ruin your guts.
I reckon they've gone about this the wrong way. They should have looked at the worst toppings of pizzas and put them on there.
Yeah, but the thing is, by having it as a chili sauce, you can't see it. I think that's the whole thing about roulette. You can't see it, and then you don't know when it's going to hit you.
I'm still worried about the healthy pizzas. It's going to give me nightmares.
Ooh, spooky.
Andy, a mum on TikTok has shared her 4-step method to cleaning an item around the house. Now, before I reveal what that item is, when I first saw it, I guess I kind of just thought to myself, wow, why have I never thought to clean it? Like, and it's not something, because I'm not saying I'm the most cleanly person.
I know you're not.
This is like in every aspect of my life. I won't chip away at something. I'll do it in a big go.
Yeah, which is not good.
Rather than building a healthy lifestyle, I'll diet hard.
Yes.
Rather than assessing things when I get them, I'll have a big pile of work and I'll get it all done.
Yeah.
Cleaning, I don't really spot clean.
Yeah.
I'll just deep clean in one
go. Leave it until the house is an absolute mess.
So it's a big part of my personality.
Yeah. Yeah, you're actually right about that.
Now, when I saw this, I thought to myself, I've missed this on the deep clean. I've definitely missed it.
Is it an oven?
It's not the oven.
Is it the shower?
It's not the shower, because they're your big tickets.
They're your big ticket items.
They're the
toilet?
Ones that, a bit of mold.
Surely
toilet,
you clean.
Well, I think you'd be excused for forgetting to clean the toilet because only that's not what I forget to clean. But what I'm saying is, in general, someone may think that a flush is cleaning enough.
No, I'm fortnightly. We get antibacterial wipes, do the seat, do the lids, do the buttons.
When you say we.
Me. I do it. Yeah, I do it.
Do you clean your toaster?
No.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Siri.
Hello, Siri. Do you clean your toaster? The toaster.
Why would you bother cleaning the toaster?
Because, I'll show you some photos here.
I know the breadcrumbs get... Oh, yuck.
And you've got to think. So the crumb, what I'm showing Andy right now is because we're an audio platform here, Andy. So you pulled there's bottom trays in every toaster that collect the crumbs.
Crumbs.
So I didn't know you could do that. And when you think about bread, it's going to go moldy. Now, I've been a person that occasionally, and I'm talking maybe once a year if I remember, pull the toaster out and tip it upside down just to get some crumbs out. But you can actually clean it.
I think I only tip it upside down if I smell burning. If something's caught.
Oh, yeah, in there, like a big bit of bread that's actually burning.
Yeah, and then I do the
bang. Well, there's actually a tray.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm thinking is, if I've missed this, what else am I missing?
Why is that not advertised on the box that there's a cleaning tray?
No one knows about a bloody toaster cleaning tray.
Yuck. Oh, does that mean you're eating mold? Like it's cooking mold in your toast?
It's not so much cooking it every time with your toast, but...
No, it would, because it would heat up.
It's
eating
there.
Bacteria.
It's in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So anyway, when we get home, have a look.
Yeah, actually, before you have breakfast as well this morning, clean it.
If you've got any other tips about maybe something that I'm... You know, look, next you're going to tell me I have to wash my bed sheets.
Yeah, like, no, mate, you got to do that as well.
Huh?
Ben, last weekend, K-Rock were kind enough to say, hey, boys, you've served your time on weekends. Have one weekend off. Enjoy the grand final weekend. Come back charged, ready to rock and roll for this weekend.
Yeah. And what actually happened, I mean, that's all well and good, but what actually happened was that you and I, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, grand final morning, had all of our notes ready to go. We come in. Good morning. And we started talking like it was any other show.
Correct.
Realised that they'd kicked us out to the wrong studio. They weren't putting us to air.
They
were. And in the other studio, it was all about the footy.
It was all, which was great.
It just took us off the air. Next time, just let us know so I can sleep in a little bit.
No, it meant that we got to go away, do whatever we wanted to do. I went camping up country about 5 hours away.
Up country?
I don't know. Out bush.
Okay.
Out bush, I think it is.
That's a good start.
Went to a local pub, watched the grand final. Everything was great. Did the camping in the swag.
Did you wear a flannelette shirt?
I did have a flannelette shirt, yes. You're not country if you're not wearing a flannelette shirt.
Interesting.
The following morning, nursing a little bit of a sore head, went to the general store, thought, I know it'll fix it, an egg and bacon roll and a coffee. Mm. And a lot of other people in the group had a similar sort of feeling, and they all went with an egg and bacon roll and a coffee.
Yep.
Anyway.
Bit of food poisoning or something.
You're spot on.
Yeah, right. Interesting.
Spot on. Monday hit. I'm on the tools. Life's good. I had a bit of an upset tummy, but I just sort of put it down to...
Are you genuinely saying you were thinking it was food poisoning?
No.
I thought you were just hungover.
Well, I thought I was hungover as
well. Oh, my God. I've guessed this.
Yeah, so I had a sore tummy on the Monday, and I thought, I'm still feeling a bit dusty from the weekend.
Oh, my God.
Went to work, and I was sort of like, oh, yeah, look, this is okay. I'll just keep pushing through. Got to about 10 o'clock, maybe 9:30. I'm on the phone. And think is letting Fluffy off the chain
You shit yourself.
I sharted. I sharted.
You pooed your pants.
I was on the phone. I had to hang up. I clenched my cheeks together, waddled down to the site toilet, and I was like, I'm a mess. What am I doing here? I sent a message to the group. I said I had to go home. I could not stay at work. I sent a message to the group. Hey, how's everyone feeling? Eight of us had come down with food poisoning. Other people, both ends. Oh, no. I was just lucky it was one end.
But you're the only person that pooed your pants.
I was the only one that pooed my
pants. Oh, my God. Yeah. So you were at work conducting your day-to-day activities. Yeah. Do you know what probably hit you? It's probably the fact that you've settled into full-time work and you've absolutely knackered yourself.
Podcast is done and dusted for another week. We are back. Stronger than ever, Ben. I'm feeling good.
Absolutely. A fantastic show to bring us back into the podcast world.
Do we declare that we never have another rest week off?
No.
Good call.
No, Christmas is coming up and I'm going to have a couple of weeks off.
Yeah, do we get time off for Chrissy?
We haven't previously. It depends.
Have we charged through the Christmas break?
Yeah. Yep. Usually.
I remember seeing that email that said, you know, you have to take time off. And I was like, does this apply to the weekend, boys?
I remember that year that we literally worked on Christmas Day.
Was it Christmas Day we worked?
We missed the breakfast. This year it falls, the Saturday, Sunday is on the weekend. So it's the Boxing Day and then the 27th. So,
Boxing. You don't want to work on
Boxing Day. It might give us an early start in the sales. We've already been...
You raise a good point.
We need to get to the most important part of the ending of our podcast.
You're right.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Thought of the Week this week is on me.
It is.
And it comes down to your body.
I had a similar thought.
Yes.
What was your body thought?
My body thought was, we touched on it in the podcast, how food can affect how you feel.
This quite literally could be my thought of the week.
You said I had the thought of the week.
I know, but this I had one in my mind. You've definitely got it. But I'm not saying I've got... So my one was how different foods can affect your body.
Yeah, so well, my more so is...
Sorry, what did you say?
My more so is... My one more so is...
My more so is...
English, not very good. Yeah. Is that you can eat something, your body doesn't agree with it, and then the following day, you are vomiting for 24 hours.
It's interesting that that's how it comes out.
Why?
Yeah, I went the healthier side.
Could
I was
it not
like,
just wait another 24 hours and it just comes out as a big
just to attach
matter.
Itself to good stuff, yeah. And then it can just come out naturally.
Yeah, it'd be good, wouldn't it?
But how does it come back up? What's interesting?
Yeah, it's yuck. It's
it's a great thought because, you know, our bodies are very intricate things.
That they are. Hey, make sure you subscribe, like, do what you want to do. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you've got this far, you've done extremely well.
Yeah, give another podcast a go. Not as in another episode. Not another, just...
One of ours.
Yeah, another episode of ours.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
all
of
right.
Course.
See ya.
See ya.
Get me out of here.
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.